Lesson 4. The Gift of the Holy Ghost. The Latter-day Saint Woman, Basic Manual for Women, Part A. The purpose of this lesson is to help us understand the great blessings that can come from the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why we need the gift of the Holy Ghost. Before we were baptized and confirmed members of the Church, the Holy Ghost came to us at times. For example, if we were taught by the missionaries, the Holy Ghost gave us a good feeling about the gospel and helped us understand and accept the gospel. But we did not have the privilege of the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost until after we were baptized and confirmed. At that time, we were given the gift of the Holy Ghost through the power of the Melchizedek priesthood. The Holy Ghost is one of the greatest gifts we can enjoy on earth. President Lorenzo Snow said that from the time we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, we have a friend. In what way is the Holy Ghost a desirable companion? Display visual 4A. A young woman being confirmed a member of the Church and receiving the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. Have class members read John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, 26, and John chapter 16, verse 13. What are some reasons we need the Holy Ghost to be our companion? Allow the sisters time to answer. Then display a poster of the following list or refer to the information on the chalkboard. 1. He helps us teach and receive the gospel. 2. He helps us remember things. 3. He protects us from evil. 4. He warns us when we are in danger. 5. He tells us all things we should do. 6. He has a cleansing and sanctifying power. Elder LeGrand Richards made this statement: I would rather have my children and my children's children enjoy the companionship of the Holy Ghost than any other companionship in this world, because if they will heed the promptings of that Spirit, He will lead them into all truth and see them safely back into the presence of their Father in heaven. In Conference Report, April 1966, page 112, or Improvement Era, June 1966, page 540. The Holy Ghost is a very desirable companion. We should do all we can to keep Him as our companion. Read 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. What does this scripture teach us about the companionship of the Holy Ghost? In what other ways is the Holy Ghost a desirable companion? How to keep the Holy Ghost with us. Keeping the commandments will help us keep the Holy Ghost with us. Each time we partake of the sacrament, we promise to obey the Lord's commandments. If we keep our promise, the Lord has promised us that we can always have His Spirit to be with us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. The Lord has also asked us to keep ourselves morally clean. He has told us that our bodies are like temples. As we keep our bodies clean and pure in thought, speech, dress, and action, the Holy Ghost will be with us. See 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. We must avoid every form of evil, including the appearance of evil. The Holy Ghost can be offended by what we may consider little things. In 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 29, we learn that contention comes from the devil. Contention means that we do not have unity or harmony. If we argue and quarrel, the Holy Ghost leaves. Although arguing with a husband, a child, or a brother or sister may not be a serious sin, it does drive the Holy Ghost away. The prophet Joseph Smith could not receive inspiration from the Spirit unless he had the right feelings toward everyone. One morning he became upset about something his wife had done. When Joseph tried to translate some of the Book of Mormon, he could not. So he went to the orchard and prayed. Later he came back and asked for Emma's forgiveness. Only then was he able to translate. See statement by David Whitmer, September 15, 1882, in B.H. Roberts, A Comprehensive History of the Church, Volume 1, page 131. When our children do wrong, we should not lose our tempers. We should let the Holy Ghost direct us in correcting our children. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, verse 43. What are some things we do that prevent the Holy Ghost from being our companion? What can we do to have His companionship? List the responses in two separate columns on the chalkboard. President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "The Holy Ghost will not dwell with that person who is unwilling to obey and keep the commandments of God. In such a soul, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost cannot enter. That great gift comes to us only through humility and faith and obedience." Did you ever stop to think what a great privilege it is for us to have the companionship of one of the members of the Godhead? Have you thought of it that way? That is our privilege if we keep the commandments the Lord has given us. Fundamental Gospel Truths Balance Education for Students at BYU. Church News, November 4, 1961, page 14. How the Holy Ghost helps us. When we show by our faithfulness that we desire to have the Holy Ghost as our companion, He will help us in many ways. He helps us have happier families. The Holy Ghost inspires virtue, kindness, goodness, tenderness, gentleness, and charity. Parley P. Pratt, Key to the Science of Theology, page 100. When we and our family members develop these qualities, we have more harmony in the home. He shows us what to do. The Holy Ghost can help us make important decisions and help us know what to do. Have class members read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verse 15, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, verse 2. How does the Holy Ghost show us what to do? He helps us grow in the church. Elder Franklin D. Richards told how the Holy Ghost had guided him. "I have heard the still small voice, or the whisperings of the Spirit, as I have counseled with you, my brothers and sisters, as I have conferred the priesthood upon men, as I have set men and women apart to positions in the church, as I have given blessings to the sick, as I have borne my testimony to non-members as well as members, as I have been delivering a sermon, and at many other times." In Conference Report, April 1973, pages 171 and 172, or Ensign, July 1973, page 117. He warns us. Sometimes the Holy Ghost warns us of danger or temptation. Elder Franklin D. Richards told of a young father's experience. He was awakened one night by a voice that clearly told him to get up and go downstairs. He heeded the warning, and in going into the kitchen, he found one wall engulfed in flames. Hurriedly, he awakened his family, called the fire department, and with the help of his family, fought the fire, keeping it down until the fire department arrived and put it out. There was no question in his mind that this warning was a manifestation of the protection the Holy Ghost can give to those who keep their lives in harmony with the Spirit. In Conference Report, April 1973, page 171, or Ensign, July 1973, page 117. Since receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, have you had an experience where he warned you of temptation or danger? He comforts us. Many people have testified of the comforting spirit they have felt in times of pain or sorrow. The Holy Ghost has helped them to find peace and understanding. Elder Franklin D. Richards told the following experience. It was my privilege to meet two wonderful women, close friends, who had lost their husbands in a tragic airplane accident. Did I find them in despair and deep mourning? No, indeed. I have never witnessed greater courage and strength. They both bore witness to the fact that they had truly felt the comfort of the Spirit, and they had an assurance that all would be well with them and their families as they lived close to the church and kept the commandments of the Lord. In Conference Report, April 1973, page 171, or Ensign, July 1973, page 117. President Heber J. Grant told how the Holy Ghost brought knowledge and comfort to members of his family. About 1 hour before my wife died, I called my children into her room and told them that their mother was dying and for them to bid her goodbye. One of the little girls, about 12 years of age, said to me, "Papa, I do not want my mama to die. I have been with you in the hospital for 6 months. Time and time again, when mama was in distress, you had administered to her, and she has been relieved of her pain and quietly gone to sleep. I want you to lay hands upon my mama and heal her." I told my little girl that we all had to die sometime, and that I felt assured in my heart that her mother's time had arrived. She and the rest of the children left the room. I then knelt down by the bed of my wife, who by this time had lost consciousness, and I told the Lord, I acknowledged his hand in life, in death, in joy, in sorrow, in prosperity or adversity. I thanked him for the knowledge I had that my wife belonged to me for all eternity. But I told the Lord that I lacked the strength to have my wife die and to have it affect the faith of my little children. And I supplicated the Lord with all the strength that I possessed to give to that little girl of mine a knowledge that it was his mind and his will that her mama should die. Within an hour, my wife passed away, and I called the children back into the room. My little boy, about 5.5 or 6 years of age, was weeping bitterly, and the little girl of 12 years of age took him in her arms and said, "Do not weep, do not cry, Heber. Since we went out of this room, the voice of the Lord from heaven has said to me, 'In the death of your mama, the will of the Lord shall be done.'" Gospel Standards, compiled by G. Homer Durham, 1941, page 361. He testifies of the truth. It is through the Holy Ghost that we receive our testimony of the gospel. A Jewish woman who was interested in learning about the church went to the public library and checked out the book Gospel Doctrine by Joseph F. Smith. While reading the book, she had a strong desire to learn more. She decided to visit a Latter-day Saint church. She said, "Being married at that time, I asked my husband to take me to the Mormon church. I clearly remember hesitating at the entrance of the chapel for fear I would see a crucifix. What joy flooded over me when, upon entering, I saw a chapel full only of warm, friendly people. The whole Sunday school service made me feel as if I had come home after a long journey. After the service, we were told that there were classes for everybody, and we were asked to attend one that I later learned was called the Investigator's Class. The particular lesson that Sunday was about the organization of the church. When the office of bishop was mentioned, the teacher explained, I guess out of deference to my husband and myself, that a bishop was like a rabbi. Afterwards, when he was showing us around the meeting house, I said to him, I hope you don't mind my pointing this out, but a bishop in your church is not at all like a rabbi. A rabbi is simply a teacher, whereas your bishop has the authority of God. I was totally surprised to hear myself say that, and that was to be only the beginning. At that time, I had no idea of the source of my knowing those things. It was true that I had just finished gospel doctrine, but 2 days of reading is not long enough to intellectually absorb 543 pages of new ideas and concepts. Later, I learned that it is the insights of the heart, the confirmation of the spirit, that transform knowledge into understanding. René Poole Voorhaus, The God of My Fathers, Ensign, February 1978, page 20. Through the Holy Ghost, we may know when the prophet of God reveals the truth. President J. Reuben Clark, Jr. taught that we can tell when the speakers are moved by the Holy Ghost only when we ourselves are moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Church News, July 31st, 1954, page 9. It is important that we live so that the Holy Ghost can be our constant companion and guide us in discerning truth. The blessings of the Holy Ghost are real. These blessings are available to us as members of the church if we will seek them righteously. Invite class members to tell about a time when they felt the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Conclusion. The gift of the Holy Ghost is a great blessing. It is given to those who have been confirmed members of the church. This Spirit is essential for us to complete our mission successfully here on earth. The Holy Ghost will help us in all areas of our lives if we will be worthy of His companionship. Challenge. Seek the companionship of the Holy Ghost in your daily life. Make a goal to improve in one or more of the following ways. 1. Trying to keep all the commandments. 2. Praying regularly. 3. Showing love for the Savior. 4. Serving others. 5. Keeping your thoughts and actions pure. 6. Thanking the Lord for His blessings and for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Additional scriptures. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. Holy Ghost, a witness. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 17. See, hear, and know by the power of the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 13. Speaking with the tongue of angels after receiving the Holy Ghost. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 56. Foreseeing the future through the Holy Ghost. Moses, chapter 6, verse 61. The Comforter. Teacher Preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Study Gospel Principles, chapter 21, The Gift of the Holy Ghost. 2. Prepare the poster suggested in the lesson or write the information on the chalkboard. 3. Assign class members to present any stories, scriptures, or quotations you wish. End of Lesson 4, The Gift of the Holy Ghost, The Latter-day Saint Woman, Basic Manual for Women, Part A.